This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. William Friday, one of the most influential politicians in North Carolina history, has died. His legacy is familiar to anyone in the UNC system of colleges and universities. He headed it for 30 years. And even after retirement, he continued to influence thought and action across this state. His tenure spanned some of the most tumultuous years in the state's history. He presided over desegregation and led the system as it grew to include 16 campuses. So how poignant that we receive word of his death on University Day. That's the annual celebration commemorating the laying of the cornerstone of Old East, UNC Chapel Hill's first building. WUNC education reporter Dave DeWitt is at that event. He is on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Frank.
What are you hearing from people on campus as they receive word of Bill Friday's death?
Well, a lot of sadness, to be sure. I mean, Bill Friday not only was well-known to, you know, pretty much everybody in the state, but he was still very active, lived not far from here, a couple of blocks away from campus, still had an office here on campus. And so, you know, he wasn't just sort of this mythic figure that led the university system many decades ago. He was a person that a lot of folks knew right around here. And he was also a person, quite frankly, who, you know, went to NC State as an undergraduate student. So he was revered on a lot of different campuses, not just here at UNC Chapel Hill.
Has Chancellor Holden Thorpe spoken yet?
He did. He spoke at University Day, as did UNC System President Tom Ross. And they both, you know, alerted folks to who didn't know. And there were a lot of folks in the audience here at University Day who were unaware. You could hear, as Chancellor Thorpe mentioned, the passing Bill Friday, a lot of folks gasped. I don't think it was known universally. A lot of people did know, of course. And they both spoke to his long tenure, but also to his personal counsel. You know, Bill Friday, you know, the intro there called him a politician. Although he was never elected to any office, he was exactly that, a politician. But he did not, you know, use stump speeches and big pronouncements. He worked the back rooms of the legislature, universities across his campus for many, many years, and offered counsel to almost anybody of significance in this state over the last half of the 20th century and the first couple of decades of the 21st. So he had a wide-ranging influence in both men. Tom Ross and Holden Thorpe spoke to that.
And he had been in poor health for quite some time now, right?
Yeah, he has, although he kept up a remarkably busy schedule for somebody who was 92 years old. Very active, not just doing, you know, he did his show on UNC TV, North Carolina People. But he had some heart problems, and those intensified over the last couple of months. He had a pacemaker put in May. Still spoke to a lot of folks, still met with some media members. But this morning he died peacefully in his sleep at his home, according to his longtime assistant. So, you know, there is a lot of sadness, but it's hard to imagine a sort of more remarkable and positive impact he made than, you know, he had just a tremendous life.
Well, we are going to spend certainly a lot more time examining the life and legacy of this man as we gather people in the days ahead to talk about it. But just briefly, Dave, what do you think he'll be most remembered for?
Well, what's interesting, Frank, is that, you know, he was president of the UNC system for 30 years, which was the longest tenure of any university system president in anywhere in the United States in the 20th century. But he could have just done that, and a lot of people in higher education would have known him. But the fact that he did more than 1,000 shows on UNC TV really put him in the living rooms, literally, of people in all corners of this state who had no idea he was the UNC system president back in the days of the 60s, 70s, and 80s when we didn't have satellite TV and cable to choose from. You know, a lot of TV stations in many parts of this state had a couple of channels to choose from, and one of them was UNC TV, and Bill Friday was a major player on that station. So, you know, the fact that he was so well known, not just as university system president, so effectual there, but that he was a personality. He was somebody who was right in the center of almost anything that happened in this state in the last 50 or 60 years.
Dave, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Frank. Thanks.
Dave DeWitt, WUNC's education reporter, spoke to us about William Friday, who died today at the age of 92.